Welcome back to The Conversationalists.
This has been another work edition.
Work edition 2.0.
Yeah. We're still here at work. Since last time, I've been here for about a week. No, I'm just kidding.
We have not left. What were you just saying?
Well, me and James were just talking. By the way, this is Brandon from The Conversationalists Podcast.
And you can reach us at conversationalistpodcasts@gmail.com.
Yes, okay. but I was just saying, well, we were getting into the whole George Floyd situation. And I think we just were like talking about it. And we're like, you know what, maybe we should get this out. So that's why we're recording this podcast right now. So what I was just saying to James is that this whole George Floyd situation is a bit complicated, and I feel like people are overdoing it or overreacting, but maybe they're not overreacting, but they're reacting in a way that's different than all the other cases of Black Lives Matter, all the other cases of cops killing Black people. But I think the reason why is because of this whole COVID thing. Like, the reason why people are doing this or having such outrage for this is because they got nothing better to do. Like, no one's working, really. No one's going to school, right?
They've been at home for 3 months. They've
been at home for 3 months, so they probably have a lot of pent up and they want to get out. So this is, like, the perfect thing. Like, this is the perfect thing that can happen for somebody who's been pent up and wants to just release whatever they have in them, right? And I think it's wrong, too, though. Like, I mean, yeah, like, George Floyd is, like, you know, it's bad that he was killed by a cop, right? But it's like, he wasn't a good citizen. You know, like the reason why the cop stopped him that day is because he broke the law.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a tough situation.
It's tough. It is. I'm not saying that because he had criminal history, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was in and out of prison. I'm not saying that he deserved to die.
No. Yeah.
Right? Like, no one should die at the hands of a cop.
Yeah.
Out of, you know,
unjustly.
Unjustly, yes.
Yeah.
So, but I just feel like everyone's, like, making him out to be, like, a saint or, like, a civil rights martyr. But yeah. It's like, he didn't really do anything for civil rights, right?
Yeah, and so my take on this, obviously, we're, you know, our thoughts and prayers go out to George Floyd and his family, and he shouldn't have died. But I think there's three separate things going on, three separate conversations that need to be distinct from each other. But with the media and the coverage, it all gets conflated into one big giant ball, and you have to dissect it. But if you dissect it, you can get labeled as a racist. You can get labeled as an instigator,
just like not with the people.
Not being caring enough, affectionate enough for the situation. However, in my opinion, there's three things going on. There's what did the cop do, what consequentially happened after what the cop did, and what is the reaction. What Derek Chauvin did is he knelt on the back of his neck.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that is obviously a terrible thing to do. Minnesota actually had an issue with this. Until 2013, they were teaching that was an appropriate restraining motive.
Technique.
That was an appropriate technique. In 2013, they had an actual death in training from doing that. And so they banned it. This is the problem, though. Derek Chauvin had been a cop for 15 plus years. So when Derek Chauvin was going through training, and when Derek Chauvin was coming up through the police force, guess what they were teaching?
That
was appropriate. And then when they disbanded it, hey, can't teach an old dog new tricks. So he kept doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So he undoubtedly, from the video, from the way he handled that situation, we can assess with pretty clear certainty that he was a shitty cop. Now, on top of that, he had, I think, 7 open cases of disciplinary, you know, for brutality. So again, there's even more fuel to the fire that, yes, this guy, shitty cop, should not have been on the streets. However, that being said, that's what he did. Now, there's nothing, you cannot look at the situation and just say, because he was white and George Floyd was black, that it was an inherently racist
or hate crime thing.
We cannot say that right off the bat.
Yeah.
Maybe it was. Maybe it was. Chauvin was super racist. Yeah. But right off the bat, all you can say is Chauvin was a shitty cop. George Floyd should not have died. Now, what happens from that? He does what he does. George Floyd dies. That's wrong. It's sad. It's tragic.
Mm-hmm.
The third conversation is the reaction. Protesting is part of American culture.
Yes, but we've done this many, like in history, there's been many examples of protesting.
Yeah.
Martin Luther King. But you see, like the people who are protesting now should really take a page out of his book, because he did things the right way all the time.
All the time. And now there is a problem. So there was – this is actually eerily similar to MLK, because at the time, before MLK became the hero that he is, you know, put up as now, I think appropriately. I think he is a hero. But the Black Panthers at the time were very active, and they had a violent tendency in their organization. Malcolm X kind of was a little more violent than MLK, or spoke more positively of violence. And those two things did get conflated. And I think right now you have protesters out there who are in the streets protesting peacefully.
Yes.
And that is a good reaction. For instance, on Instagram, they had the Blackout Tuesday or whatever it was. That's a great peaceful protest.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Do your thing. That's great.
Yep.
The rioters, though, not only is it, the rioters and looters, okay, they're not protesting. They're assholes.
And they're playing, into the stereotype too.
Yeah, they're playing into the, they're defaming, they're putting a bad name to the actual peaceful protesters. And if you want to honor the death of someone who is unjustly, you know, murdered,
supposedly because he was black,
then make change.
Yeah.
Real policy change. Don't fucking break in and burn a Target, you asshole. Like, there is a difference between the people who are in pain and the people who want new sneakers.
Yep. They're taking advantage of the situation.
There is a big distinction that needs to be made there. What else are your thoughts? Do you have any other thoughts on this? And again, it's tragic.
Yes, I agreed. But speaking about the protests, the rioters, really... like the ones, like especially here in downtown San Antonio, right? Yeah. Like people were actually, like, breaking into small businesses downtown, and business owners were trying to protect their businesses, but they just get overran and they get beat.
Yeah.
That's not right. Like, they didn't do anything wrong.
And this is white and black business owners.
They're just trying to protect their business.
Yeah.
And you're gonna beat somebody up and take their and ruin their business, and our economy is already messed up because of COVID, and you're just gonna fuck it up even more.
Yeah.
And not only that, it's that, and speaking of COVID, like, we're all just again gathering again, right?
Yeah.
Like, there's been a spike of new coronavirus cases because of fucking protesters.
Yeah. And this is the thing: if you are out protesting, good on you. Wear a mask. Wear gloves. Try and keep the 6 feet.
Yeah.
Do it peacefully. I was driving through Austin. We're in Texas. We're in San Antonio. I was driving through Austin the other day. Super, super peaceful protest. They actually had shut down a lane of I-35, which is a massive highway. And the protesters were kneeling. And the cops were kneeling. And there was a public speaker. You know? Like, it was very organized. It was very peaceful. Now, Austin did experience some riots. San Antonio experienced some riots. Now, in Texas, I feel like it's been a little more peaceful than other places.
Yeah.
But I have no problem with that. I'm okay with that. Like, hey, good on you.
Yeah, if you're going to protest,
be peaceful.
Do it peacefully. Just, you know, march.
Because this is the thing. I'm not African American.
Yeah.
But also, you can objectively point to history and say, if you are an African American and you are rioting right now, you have a responsibility on your shoulders, not to just uphold the name of George Floyd, but to uphold the name of Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, all of these people, Rosa Parks, Muhammad Ali, all of these people who protested and got your fucking rights for you. you're defaming them. You're insulting them and you're disparaging their name mm-hmm. when you do this shit. And as a white male, okay, who probably has the least credibility to talk on the issues of race in this country, mm-hmm. I'm looking at it and I say, that's sad.
Yeah.
That's fucking sad. Make change.
Yeah.
Really make change. Peacefully protest. Make policy changes. Vote people in who you think are going to make those changes. That's great. That's awesome. I encourage that, even if we differ politically. Even if I say, well, I don't know if that person will make those changes. Doesn't matter. If you think that's how you should do it, do that. But don't fucking be an asshole. Because that's all they are. They're
you're,
assholes.
Honestly, you're messing yourself up. Because when people see, like, people protesting, especially people of color who are protesting, mm-hmm. like, they're going to be like, this is why. This exactly. is why we're doing this. This is why cops are killing black people. Because you act the way you act.
Exactly.
And it's not...
Don't give them another reason.
It's not that's a good thing, or that's a justifiable reason to kill black people.
But that's just how it is.
But that's just how it is. People are going to look at you that way.
Like, exactly.
Look at these animals just exactly. riding the streets.
Exactly. And should they? No. However, that's what's going to happen. Don't feed their fire.
Yep.
Don't do something that's already – it's just not the right way to do it.
No, it's not.
Now, what in switching gears but staying on the same topic, what do you think – if you're a policymaker, what should happen to Derek Chauvin?
Oh, they're going to throw the book at him.
They better.
They have to.
Yeah.
If they don't, like, it's going to spark
a massive, probably
something
yeah.
even fiery than before. Yeah.
Listen, he's a shitbag. Like, I'm sorry. Like, the way I define a shitbag is, do you do your duty of state to the best of your abilities? Mm-hmm. If you're a fucking janitor, do you clean the place to the best of your abilities and do it efficiently, charge a fair price? If you're a cop, do you keep the peace without overreaching your arm? In this particular case, no.
Yep.
And with him, it would be one thing if it was, this is the first time in the history of his record that anything like this has happened, yep. but it's not. Yep. There's been a trend. So fuck him. Again, our hearts go out to George Floyd. That sucks. Yeah. It really was a tragedy. And also, on the like you said earlier, on the end of a pandemic where people have been stuck in their houses for months on end. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, you can almost use that as an argument to justify the riots.
The thing is, though, like, people are yelling, right? So just me and you talking right now. We are probably transmitting particles into the air, mm-hmm. right? We're gonna have masks on, so
yeah.
So especially if you're yelling, well, you're definitely transmitting something
out
into the air. Spitting, your saliva is going everywhere.
Yeah,
that's a lot of fluids, and you know that's not the most sanitary.
And not only that, I mean they did studies that it's not like you have a higher chance of getting the coronavirus on like taking the subway or a train. You have a higher chance of going to church, going to business meetings, going to conferences, because you're in a large group and you're in there for a long time. The protests, especially peaceful ones, kind of take on the nature of a church. Like, it's a large group of people. You're in close contact. Usually there's a public speaker and there's chanting, there's yelling. Yeah, that's a, you know, just if you're protesting, be careful.
Yeah.
Don't be an idiot. You know, there's different types of idiots. Don't throw a brick through fucking Target and don't,
you know. Just don't throw anything. Don't burn anything. Don't cause disruption. Just if you're going to protest, do it peacefully the way MLK would have wanted.
Exactly. Exactly. And remember, too, like, we just watched that video of the National Guardsman who, you know, the protester was talking to him, making him laugh, and the guy was trying to keep his bearing, which in the military, you know.
Yeah.
And he started laughing, and it's all good. It's all fun and games.
Yeah.
Just remember, too, like, the police officers and the guardsmen, if they are coming to where you are, coming to a city near you, they're people, too.
I like there's, like, some stories, you know. Like, there was this – I forgot where, but – a black guy and maybe like, I think it was a Cracker Barrel, whatever. He was in a restaurant. He sees cops sitting at a table, right? And he decides, I'm going to go over there and I'm going to pay for their meals,
mm-hmm.
right? And that type of humanity mm-hmm. is especially like welcome and wholesome,
mm-hmm.
especially in the current situation that we're mm-hmm. in.
Exactly.
Like we're all humans. Like we're all of, it doesn't matter your skin color.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what uniform you wear. It doesn't matter what you believe in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we should all stand together against racism, against discrimination,
mm-hmm.
against stereotypes, against hate, against prejudice,
mm-hmm.
against everything that's wrong in the world, against in human nature, really.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's that cliche saying, but it's very true, like, build bridges, not walls. Build bridges, not fences.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, nothing good. Nothing good will come if these just continue to escalate. Mm-hmm. More force is going to be applied, and it's just going to be bad.
I just wish that racism would end, but unfortunately, that's the likelihood of that happening. It's probably not going to happen.
It never will, because guess what? You'll always have assholes in the world.
Mm-hmm.
There's always going to be a dick around the corner. So, yeah, racism will never end. Remember Joe Rogan when he was talking about the coronavirus and he was like, I wish a pandemic would come that would just target assholes. Like, if you're an asshole, you get it. Like, that would be great. That would be awesome. But there is no such thing. And there's always going to be an asshole. There's always going to be a dick. There's always going to be a hater. There's always going to be that guy. So, yeah, racism's never going to fucking end.
Yeah.
Now, what we can do is make sure that there are policies in place to...
Yeah, if you are racist, that should be illegal.
Yeah, you won't be able to hold a position where you can inflict pain upon the race that you discriminate against.
Yeah.
That would be a great, you know... And I think that's a pretty easy fix, actually. Just fucking do better background checks. Usually, if you're racist, you're also an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's a pretty dumb fucking stance to hold. And so if you're an idiot, you're going to talk. At some point, you're going to talk. And with the advent of social media, you should have plenty of sources to go on to decide, okay, is this person fit to hold this job? Just going off their social media, not alone an actual deep, in-depth background check. But, yeah, it's
but
a lot going on.
What people are commenting is like, I feel like as a whole, people are not – they're still not taking both sides into consideration.
No.
Like, they see whatever the media wants them to see, and that's it.
Yeah.
They don't further analyze. They don't further research.
Yeah.
They don't look at both sides of the story.
Yeah.
Or both sides of the coin.
Mm-hmm.
They're just like, all right, I'm with that. But, like, do some research, you know?
Absolutely.
Because, like, I feel like, well, my girlfriend's brother's fiance now was getting mad at my girlfriend's mom because her mom was making these comments, like, all this stuff, right? Like, looking at, like, well, he was in prison, and looking at also the situation that the cop mm-hmm. was.
Yeah.
He was a shitty cop. But she put those two together and was like, I'm not saying that he deserved to die.
No.
Or, you know, deserved to die in that way, but also, like, he broke the law.
Mm-hmm.
And
he's not a martyr.
Yeah. So, and so she got mad at her for saying things and, like, basically thinking that, like, she's racist. But it's like, she's not racist. She's just looking at both sides.
Mm-hmm.
She's not, like, that's the thing. Like, people will peg you as a racist if you don't. If you're not on Black Lives Matter, if you're not on that movement,
mm-hmm.
then you're racist.
Yeah. And there's I tend to fall more on the side of martyr than not martyr. However, this is the thing. He's not a martyr. Okay. George Floyd did not deserve to die the way he did. That cop was an asshole.
Yep.
Should be completely yep. unjust and in the wrong. George Floyd also
terrible police practice.
He was not an A+ citizen, and that's fine. I'm not an A+
yeah.
citizen. That doesn't mean he shouldn't have died like that. And you know, if you can't hold two things to be true, then your brain, you're not functioning on a logical level. it is okay to say that George Floyd was not an angel, but also did not deserve to die like that.
Mm-hmm.
Two things can be true at the same time. And this idea that you just touched on, the one that permeates where it's all or nothing. There is no distinction. There is no gray. For lack of a better term, it's black and white. It is wrong or right. There's nothing, there's no area that you can actually discuss the nuances of a situation. That idea is absolutely absurd. And again, like the media, it's an agenda.
Mm-hmm.
That's an agenda and they are pushing it. Now, the media touches on some stuff that is very true, okay? Should there be policies in place in Minnesota that disallow this? Yes, CNN ran a great piece about this the other day. CNN also, I would argue, is pushing a very divisive conversation forward that is actually encouraging, you know, disparity between the races rather than mending it. That's what I see, okay? Mm. That's not saying CNN's a bad company. That's just saying what I see. Which, again, for them, it's the bottom line. It's the dollar sign. They need to run the sexy story. They need to run the stuff that's going to get views. Okay. Unfortunately, trying to mend bridges is not usually going to run as popularly as something that is divisive.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, you know, but it's a tough situation.
It is a tough situation. But like, I guess my take on it is that, well, there was a Bible verse, I forgot what it is, it's like Luke something, but it's basically how God, like he's, or Jesus at least, is the shepherd, right?
Yeah.
Of his people, we're his people, you know?
Yeah.
So he will leave the 99 to go after the one.
Yeah.
Right. And right now, the one that's in danger, the one that's hurting right now, are black people, black lives.
Yeah.
Right? It's not that he doesn't care about the sheep, his 99 anymore.
Amen.
He just wants to make sure that that one is safe.
Exactly.
So really, technically, all lives matter.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to spark controversy or anything right now, but really, all lives matter. But right now, black people in particular need it the most from everybody.
Yes. And in this particular moment... That is such a beautiful analogy because I hate when people who are like, Black Lives Matter.
That's it.
And well, I hate the reaction of, well, White Lives Matter too. It's like, yes, obviously, yes. White Lives Matter. But right now, a particular group happens to be in more pain than you.
Yeah.
And so we need to address that. And guess what? In 50 years, if it's flipped and Latin people are in more pain, then, you know, exactly. You go after the lost sheep. You try and help the lost sheep. You try and help the hurt sheep. Right now, Black Lives Matter, they need that because there is a situation, regardless of whether the situation is inherently racist, it looks bad and it makes you feel angry because you had to watch a black man get brutally murdered by a white cop.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, it may not have been a racist motive, but it definitely was a shitty one. And it's a tough pill to swallow. And also the reaction, I don't like the reaction on either side of, if you discuss the situation again with any nuance whatsoever, if you say something along the lines of Black Lives Matter, a bunch of people who are conservatives generally are going to get upset and well, don't you care about the police? Yes, I care about the police. Trust me, as a military member, I get it.
Yeah.
Right. And if you say, well, you know, it wasn't necessarily inherently racist, he might have just been a shitty cop, then the other side is like, you're a racist.
Yeah.
How can you not see that this is necessarily racist? Again, two things can be true at once. So, yeah, tough situation. Any final thoughts on the George Floyd situation?
Not about George Floyd, but there's this one music video I'm going to show you after this. It's a music video by I Prevail. They're a rock band,
mm-hmm.
and they do a feature with Jordan Lucas.
Mm-hmm.
Right, he features in the song, and it's like, and the music video is like crazy, like it's like about America,
mm-hmm.
and like all of the stuff that just like all the wrong stuff that just happens
mm-hmm.
here, but like the music's good, like the song is good, so if you want to watch it or listen to it. It's called Dead on Arrival, or DOA, by I Prevail, featuring Jordan Lucas.
Sounds good, man. Sounds good. Yeah. I would say if you're protesting, be safe. If you are on the other side of the fence, be affectionate and be courteous, and don't fall into a one-dimensional camp on either side where you just absolutely are driven by hate towards the other. And there is a great video that Jocko Willink put out.
Willink?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jocko Willink. Is that how you say his name?
Yeah.
Jocko Willink put out recently about the situation going on right now. It's about 8 minutes. He talks about some history some just how to address and view the situation at hand. It's great.
I feel like we should say also what we talk about is our own thoughts and opinions.
Absolutely.
Not anybody else's, not in particular the Air Force's thoughts and opinions.
These are just James and Brandon's opinions.
Yes.
No one else's. And we don't speak for any organization or any, we don't express the viewpoints of anyone, especially the United States Air Force.
Yeah.
So, that being said, kind of a shorter episode today. That's okay.
I just feel like we should touch on this, what's going on right now besides COVID-19.
Absolutely. And it's tough, especially for me, and I know probably for you, it's tough to address race sometimes as, I know for me, like a white male, it's a tough situation, but I think that you can, if you use the appropriate amount of objectivity, understanding, and sympathy.
I don't want to dilute the waters here, but it's not just black people who are obviously being oppressed.
No.
It's been many races of color.
Over long generations
of history.
Yeah.
Like Mexicans have been oppressed. Mm-hmm. Asians have been oppressed. Native Absolutely. Americans obviously have been oppressed. So, right, but again, to reiterate right now, Black Lives Matter. But as a human, mm-hmm. for all humanity, all lives matter.
Absolutely. And continue to be strong out there, y'all. We'll have a more funny podcast episode coming out here shortly, I'm sure. You know, maybe do a Hot Ones again.
That was good.
That was fun. All right, this is James.
And this is Brandon.
Signing out from The Conversationalists. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
All right. Peace.
Ciao.